kind of the overall context of what we've seen in Florida, not surprisingly, as the economy has gotten more difficult over the past couple of years, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of people receiving food stamps, and some portion of those are people that really have no other income at the time that we evaluate their eligibility other than the food stamp program. As the New York Times article points out, some of these are individuals who have lost their income and are living on savings or other resources and have just about exhausted the savings. Some of these people are people who have moved in with friends or relatives, are doubling up, but really people that are in very difficult financial circumstances. What we've seen in Florida is as the economy has gotten worse, then the food stamp program has done what it's designed to do, which is to provide help to people who are in very desperate circumstances.
Give our listeners an idea then of what they can get from food stamps. How much is it? What is it expected to do, and how does it work? If someone is just living on food stamps, what is that lifestyle like?
Well, if someone is just living on food stamps, then the first thing to know about the food stamp program, the amount of food stamps you can get varies depending on family size and circumstance. Of course, some people get a reduced amount of food stamps on a sliding scale because they do have some income. For people that that do not have any income, then, for example, for a family of three, the maximum amount of food stamps they would get would be a little over $460. For a family of four, it would be $588 a month. And that that comes in the form of an electronic benefits card, like a credit card is what it looks like, that can be used at the grocery store. Now, it is restricted. It can only be used for food. It cannot be used for taxable items. It cannot be used for even taxable items that may be, things that are pretty essential, paper products or whatever. Certainly cannot be used for non-food items of any type. So it is restricted only for food, but what it does mean is that for some people that don't have other income, at least it provides a mechanism to put some food on the table.
And the numbers here are very striking. The New York Times found that over 6 million people in the United States live only on food stamps, no other income. And the numbers in Florida 2 years ago, June 2007, were 195,000, but that number has more than doubled by June 2009. What do you think accounts for that doubling?
Well, I think the key thing that accounts for that is the economy, as the economy's gotten worse. In fact, it mirrors what we've seen in the overall population of food stamps. If you go back to the spring of 2007, which is when we really started to see the trend shift. In the spring of 2007, overall, there were 1.2 million people in Florida on food stamps. Last month, there were over 2.4 million people. So the total number of people on the food stamp program has doubled in Florida, and the numbers of people kind of at the low end without any income have seen a similar pattern.